This is Empowered Podcast, a podcast for interviews, discussions, and most of the time, chill and candid conversations with insightful thought leaders, inspiring educators, and courageous change makers who help transform, elevate, and celebrate teachers around the globe. Let's get empowered. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Empowered Podcast, and we're taking a pause from our usual. Our last episodes were all about ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, but today it's the month of love, and we are going to talk about love in itself. And basically, it's really more of understanding, has the meaning of love, has it changed because of the pandemic? And of course, we've heard a lot about the languages of love on TikTok, on social media. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone is talking about how their special loved ones or people could show love to them. But let's dig deeper into that. And of course, our favorite life coach, Life Coach Tin, is here with us for the nth time already. So thank you for being here, Coach, Life Coach Tin. Hi, Tin. Welcome back to our podcast.
Hello. Welcome back to me. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me again. You know that I always have fun when we do this thing. So go, let's do this. I'm very excited. So our topic for today is
love. L-O-V-E.
Love. So, are you in love, Jim?
I'm always in love with life.
Okay. Good answer.
Safe answer. But then because of the pandemic, a lot of the aspects of our lives have changed. Or, you know, at some point in time, personally for me, some things have, you know, perspectives have changed. And even with love for me personally, family love, romantic love, even love for work and love for life, it has changed. But then I know then because I think we started talking about the pandemic and coping with it and everything when we started, and we had a lot of episodes. So based on your experiences or maybe your interviews or whatever things that you're doing, Tin, has love changed over the pandemic?
Well, definitely. But the meaning of love, siguro, won't change, right? Because love is love. But I think the expression of love and how we love and how it got deeper, especially during the pandemic, definitely, parang we saw all those things. So that makes it exciting to talk about love at this point. Kasi parang it's good to also check how has that gotten deepened over, especially during those difficult times, right? So definitely, in terms of communication, right? In terms of communication, it has changed big time. We're now more comfortable using technology to communicate. I remember people were struggling with the use of Zoom, what they call that. All other platforms wherein you can communicate. Pero we have utilized all these things because we were restricted, no, physically during the pandemic. So we have to find ways to connect with the people we love, right? So talagang, and parang feeling natin ngayon, parang LDR, yung LDR nag-work because of all these new technologies that help us to communicate, really. So in video chats, before, di ba, people are not really comfortable showing their faces as they talk to their to the people they are with online. But now, parang go lang. Kahit ano itsura mo, go. No judgment.
Yeah, or you can use the filter and blur everything.
Correct. Oh.
Yeah. I love what you said about communication. I think that's very important right now. I myself can attest to that, you know, being stuck in Manila, for example, for 2 years, my parents have to learn how to use FaceTime. There's no more reason, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we need to see each other, then give updates and things like that. Family love, Romantic love, I don't know. They might have changed the way. Like you've said, I think regardless of the kind of love, right? It's the expression, it's how we communicate. Has social media played, or the other apps that we know, have they played an important role during the pandemic?
Definitely, definitely. So we've mentioned a while ago, no, communication changed a lot, and we have to use all those new platforms to communicate. Social media is one, no? And then as I've mentioned a while ago, the meaning of love did not change, but how we expressed it really changed. For example, yeah, I was recalling all our experiences during the pandemic. The love that we show our community definitely changed, diba? We had community pantries before to really parang show our concern to those people who really suffered financially and economically, diba, during those times. Love for the country, definitely. We've seen that, no? We've seen that those big rallies that people attended, you've seen how people really capitalize on volunteerism just to share their love for the country and love for their fellow countrymen. And ako, I've noticed, no, during those times, before, okay na sa atin, gym, yung when you get sick, people will just say, get well soon. But ako, I personally received a care package from the place I work in. So it has, for me, nag-level up ang expression of love. Parang it's not, before kasi we used to, you know, express it face to face. Because of the restriction, we have to be more creative with the way we express our love. For example, I am, my language of love is actually physical touch. So I was really missing my friends, and touching them, hugging them and all. So, but we need to be creative with how we express that. Kaya nga nauso siguro yung mga virtual hugs, yung mga, di ba, yung mga magsisend na lang ng mga ganung means to express that, hey, I really want to do this with you now, but I can't. Or virtual flying kiss and all those things, no? Creative ways of expressing that love. And maybe it has also changed in the way we express ourselves verbally. I think, because we have more, parang we have focused more on really trying to tell people how much we love them in different ways, mas naging masabi tayo na I love you. Kasi, wow, during those times, uncertain lahat. Hindi mo alam kung sino pa yung makakasama mo, sino na yung hindi kinabukasan. So I think we have become more more expressive of that love through our language. So we say I love you more, we say I miss you more, we have become more expressive that way because of the fear of baka wala na siya. Remember during the first few months, parang obituary yung Facebook, ang bigat because ang dami talagang nawawala, no? So definitely expressing our love has become more and has become an important, important avenue for us to really show people that we care, that we love them, right?
Yeah, I do agree with expression, like even saying I love you. I mean, I'm not very expressive. My father was not very expressive at all before. And then my mother, it's not a problem. We know she's not very expressive. She doesn't say I love you, but she has so many ways. But my father's like, you know, very strict and, you know, usual scary father. but during the pandemic or most of the time, she would say, you know, take care, I love you, anak, and all those kinds of things. And at some point, I'm like, am I reading correctly? Is he saying I love you? And it's very interesting because, you know, those kinds of things. Then this is a nice segue. And you mentioned about, you know, level up in the way we expressed. We've learned different ways of expressing our love. And of course, segue to languages of love. beyond the social media, TikTok fad on this. I've heard you already before. Even I think in your former school, in our school, I think you've gave talks about this already, especially to our teachers, right? So then, can you tell us more about, you know, languages of love? What are these and how are they helpful to us?
Okay. I love the topic na yan, language of love. Of course, we have the five main framework from Chapman, I think, right? No. So, sorry if I did not say it right, no. We have the act of service, the gift giving, we have the words of affirmation, we have the physical touch and time. But you know, interesting is that in new readings you will find some new language of love, no? Parang new categories of language of love. And as I was reading the new list of language of love, I realized that it has focused more on the dimensions of well-being, the physical, the intellectual, the emotional, of course, the financial, all these aspects added to that main, you know, the main, the five main languages of love, no? So, ako, I realized parang this has evolved also because the new generation that we have now is so big on individual expressions, diba? How can they express themselves? How can they express that love in their own unique ways? Unlike before, pag sinabi mo love and all, so you give this, you give flowers, you, diba? Parang ganon, ah?
Yeah.
You're very, very thoughtful that way. But I've noticed with the students and the people I interact with in my work, no, parang they're so big on this self-expression. So hindi na sila limited with the traditional way of expressing love or yung one particular way of expressing love. And I think it's because also of the fact that we have become aware of our personal needs also. And we have become vocal about expressing our needs also as people, right? Especially this generation, Gen Z, they're very big on self-love also. And so they begin with, you know, realizing what do I need as a person? Kasi parang feeling nila important yan. It's not, and it's no longer for them, selfishness to think of themselves. For them, it's a healthy way of actually getting into that dynamic of loving other person. You have to tell me what you need, so I'll be able to really give you what exactly you need in this relationship. So parang ganun din, no? mas naging open to talking about this. And I think the pandemic also forced us to be more mindful of all these things, di ba? Kasi
yeah,
ganun pa, di ba? Gusto natin mahalin the way we want to be loved, right?
Yeah, I love that you start that you touch on the idea of self-love. I mean, it's very cliche, but how can you love others if you don't know how to love
correct
yourself, di ba? Can I get an
that
amen?
is very
Amen.
That is very rude. The other day lang, I was talking to the grade 8 students about self-love and how it's so healthy to fill up your own cup first, because at this point kasi, di ba, very early that they say, I'm so in love with this person and all. So parang they do not realize it yet, not, hey, wait. When you actually love, you start with the self. But yung idea nila, no, parang no, I'm in love with the other person and all. But how can you even do that if there's something lacking in you? The authentic kind of loving, no, parang really just sharing what overflows.
Yeah, before you can give yourself, all of yourself to other people, give yourself to yourself first, right? I love the analogy of, you know, the love that you're sharing is an overflow of the love that you have for yourself,
Yes,
right?
you share what overflows. Yeah.
Yes. You also mentioned about, well, there are different, the main five languages of love, which I'm more familiar with. And there are other, you know, other categories or maybe subcategories. Should the way we understand the love languages, like for example, my love language is gift. So everything is about gift. Is it like that, or is there a healthy mix to it?
When we hear kasi the word gift, parang we think of the person as very materialistic. No, of course. Even like little tokens, no? Yung simple, you know, I remember this kid who parang picked up a stone along the way and gave it to the teacher. And then parang offering niya yun. No? Even that can be a form of gift. I mean, the idea that this person thought of you, no, and thought of giving you this is already a form of expressing your love that way, no, gift giving. So it doesn't matter whether you give the most expensive gift or a very simple token to really express that appreciation to that person, no? And it can also be in a form of giving, for me, giving that person the experience that he or she likes. So what is that kind of experience, diba? So let's not limit ourselves to parang thinking of parang those people na may language of love ng gift giving, very material and all. It can be an experience.
And I love that you've said that the last part. There are many things because even the fact, for example, my main language of love is gift giving. You've mentioned a while ago that, you know, that gift could be an experience, which means spending time, right? And at some point, those love languages intersect with one another, and it's
yes.
Not, I cannot imagine being with a person whose love language is always gift. I don't think my budget
correct.
A very expensive relationship. I mean, I don't know. I cannot do that. But I love that you mentioned about the idea of, you know, there's a healthy mix. You can express your love in different ways, right?
Yeah.
When is the proper time to say, you know, I'm okay with self-love. I want to cross that bridge and maybe, you know, because there's a healthy tension to that, right? Is there a proper time to that? When do we get to realize that?
Is that a personal question, Jim?
It's just a segue because my question a while ago was, you know, they kind of inverted it themselves. So is there that, you know, that kind of me going beyond myself? Are there like clear indicators?
Oh, definitely. But okay. Clear indicators. If we're looking for a checklist that you can tick and say, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready because I was able to fulfill all the five indicators already. But parang I don't think we'll get to that point. But it's really the feeling that you are willing to, diba? You are willing to really go beyond yourself for another person, right? And you can only test that if I think you have the capacity to understand your own needs. I think that is very, very important. I have spoken to some people, adults, and then when you ask them, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really need? Tapos you still get the answer. At this point, I really don't know. That is a clear indicator that at this point, okay, I think you have to go back to what's inside or what's within, and what are you longing as a person? Because it's so difficult. No, parang you are so lost in that in that aspect. No, parang you expect people to love you in a certain way, but you can't even verbalize what you really want and how you want to be loved, right? So I think it has to begin with that. Are you clear with what your needs are? Are you not ashamed to even express that? Or hindi mo ba siya nakikita as a form of selfishness when you express that? And how much willingness do you have, no, the act that after you express the things you need, you're also open to listening to the other people's the other your partner's perspective or the person that you're trying to diba? So that kind of openness, yes, you're allowed to express your need, but how willing are you to also accommodate this person's perspective or this person's need?
I love your idea, and it really hits home. Like, you're ready to go out there, but you're not even aware, or you don't even know what you want in life. And most of the time, it's very cliche. If you watch movies, TV series, and all those things, in the end, sometimes the relationship sinks, or maybe undergoes rocky roads or whatever, because one or two of them do not really know what they want in life.
It's unfair because sometimes we have those demands. But when, this is a clear example. I was talking to a client, and then this client is having marital problems, no? So apparently her partner saying, so what else do you want me to do? I really wanna make it up for what happened, no, for my mistakes and all. But my client would say, I don't know at this point. So this client is actually demanding her partner to be sorry about what happened. But when the partner asked her, what else can I do to really make it up for what I did, the client wouldn't even, parang won't, can't even say what exactly at this point she wants and she needs. And then so I told the client, you have to reflect on that, because kahit ano pa gawin ni partner, he will run out of ideas if you can't be very specific with what you need at this point. And that's very disappointing for both, because the other one is trying very hard. The other one cannot reciprocate because she feels that this is not it. This is not it. But she can't even be definite about what she needs and what she wants at this point.
Yeah. And like what you've said a while ago, there's no shame in expressing and in telling other people what you want, how you feel loved. And I always believe in that healthy tension of, you're telling them how you want to be loved, but at the same time, in a very romantic, cliche way, that excitement of discovering, right? But at some point, you might want to meet in the middle and maybe help one another, because like what you've said, it might lead to a very frustrating aspect of that relationship. Very thank you, Tin. Very, very concrete examples. We've gone deep on this part of thinking or talking about love. One more question, Tin, or maybe one last thing that we want maybe you to tell our audience right now, especially when they're dealing with our young people, not anymore just Gen Z, maybe the ones, of course, especially the one in the adolescent stage, like what you've said. What's your message to them that they can share to these young people about, love and everything?
Maybe at this point, it's so annoying. It feels good to say that you're in love and that someone is in love with you, right? It feels good. But I just remember, I was talking to a student yesterday about this, feeling ecstatic about, knowing that someone loved him. But I think the point here is, it's a good feeling. It really is flattering, no? But I think we have to also, and we owe it to ourselves, to discover first ourselves in order for us to really authentically love other people, right? And again, your generation is so big on self-love, so big on expressing your love in the most unique way possible, right? So I think give yourself time to get to know all these things first para less na yung ano difficulty in communication. Diba? Parang, what is it that you want? I don't know. What is it that you want? Parang, you want to be loved and yet the other person is really having a hard time how to show that love because definitely the other person has his or her own way of expressing love. And that should not be taken against them, right? Because that's their way of expressing love. But if you can be definite with how you want to be loved, go ahead, express that. And express the way you want to love and the way you want to be loved. And I think that's our gift to this world now, no? There's no one way to love. We are encouraged to love, spread that love, and love in our most unique way.
And of course, adding to that, and maybe my final thought as well, it's a two-way process. It's a two-way street. So if you're ready to claim how you want to be loved, you should also be ready, right, to know how, you know, the other person or maybe anyone who you're in love with to love that person. So there, thank you, Tin, for this a very insightful,
Yay.
A little bit personal at some point, deep way of express talking about love. And of course, like Tin has said, I think it's a very wonderful way of closing this episode. There are so many ways of expressing love, so many ways of sharing love. And I hope that as we continue to hope for a better future, we don't forget one of the most important things that we have as humans, a gift for us, and it's love. Cliche, but in the end, it's all about love. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tin,
Yay,
for being
thank
with
you.
us again. Yeah, and thank you to our audience for listening. And yeah, see you on our next episode. Goodbye, everyone. Bye, Tin.